It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. The head of Illinois' Democratic Party is behind a memo that lists reasons to impeach Rod Blagojevich, the state's Democratic governor. Amanda Vinicky has more on the story.
The memo, drafted under the direction of House Speaker Mike Madigan, compares Blagojevich to a tumor that must be removed before it can further spread harm. Madigan gave it to some Democratic candidates for the House as campaign talking points. Roosevelt University political professor Paul Green says he's never seen anything like it, but he predicts it will hurt, not help, those candidates.
I mean, the last thing you want to do is engage in a conversation of whether or not, if you're a Democratic candidate, of whether or not the governor of your party should be impeached.
The memo lists three reasons for possibly impeaching the governor: because the administration's rife with criminal activity, that Blagojevich violated the oath of office, and that his ongoing legal problems are a distraction to state business. Blagojevich supporters and even frequent Republican critics like House Minority Leader Tom Cross blasted the document, as it directs candidates to deny Madigan's involvement.
It's set up as a scheme to lie.
Blagojevich's office says Madigan should stop playing games and focus on the state budget. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
That memo is getting a cooler reception from two East Central Illinois candidates. If Naomi Jacobson is reelected in November, she could potentially be one of the House Democrats sitting in judgment of a governor from her own party. Jacobson says she did not receive the memo from House Speaker Michael Madigan, but upon reading it, she's not necessarily ready to carry on with impeachment.
I know when I talk to constituents, they haven't exactly asked for me to participate in impeachment, you know, to start the ball rolling on impeachment, but many of them are just concerned about whether the governor will fulfill his term.
Democratic 104th District candidate Lori DeYoung, a Fifthian, says she would be more upfront when asked by voters about the prospect of impeachment. The memo had directed Democratic candidates not to mention that the talking points came from Madigan's office, but they had conducted independent research. Illinois Senator and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama was on the campaign trail yesterday in his hometown of Chicago. Ben Calhoun was there.
Obama held a roundtable on credit card debt and predatory lending, which was supposed to be in Iowa.
They have been devastated by flooding.
Obama started by saying, admittedly, some people have spent themselves into trouble.
But many more Americans aren't falling into debt because of an irresponsible decision. They're falling into debt because credit card companies are pushing them over the edge.
Obama depicted credit card contracts as full of, quote, traps and fine print. And citing past votes, he pointed it all at Republican opponent, Arizona Senator John McCain.
John McCain has been part of the problem, not part of the solution.
Obama outlined possible reforms, including a public rating system for credit card companies and tighter restrictions on interest rates. In recent days, McCain and Obama have gone back and forth, trying to shape the debate over the sour economy to their advantage. I'm Ben Calhoun.
A new report suggests Indiana youngsters are put behind bars at a higher rate than the national average, and that puts them at greater risk for failure in school and later in the workplace. The latest Kids Count data book ranks Indiana 34th among states in child well-being. It shows the percentage of children living in poverty in 2006 rose one percentage point to 18%. That's the same as the national rate. The report is based on U.S. Census data. It shows Indiana detained and committed 10 to 15-year-olds for juvenile offenses in 2006 at a rate of 183 for every 100,000, compared to a national rate of 125 per 100,000. The Kids Count report says juvenile detention centers often are dumping grounds for troubled kids who would be better served elsewhere, such as in mental health centers. Plans for express trains from downtown Chicago to the city's two airports are now on hold because of more than $100 million in spending overruns. The Chicago Transit Authority is postponing the completion of the so-called Block 37 project, which involves a downtown transit center, track connections, and direct trains to Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports. The project's estimated budget back in 2003 exceeded $213 million, with the CTA paying in $130 million. But the CTA has spent $250 million for the project already. CTA President Ron Huberman says the agency plans to look for a private partner to help finish the project. Yesterday, the CTA board approved an additional $45.6 million to finish portion of the station and a connecting tunnel, but the rest of the project will be stalled until a private developer is found. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 9:35 and we've hit the 80-degree mark in Champaign-Urbana. And meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us in the weather office. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
We've got a hot day today, and then, as luck would have it, more rain. We don't need any more.
Yeah, we have more rain in the forecast. Hopefully, it'll just be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Unfortunately, tomorrow, I think there will be clusters of showers and thunderstorms that will bring some of our listening area heavy rainfall. Not everybody will share in the heavy rainfall, but there will be pockets of 1 to 2 inch rainfall, I think, tomorrow.
Is there a way to sort of pinpoint a little bit about where they are? Because people looking to the south of Champaign-Urbana certainly have enough.
No, unfortunately, when you get it, this gets onto a smaller scale, which you can't really define the details until you get close in on the event.